我哋今日嘅经文系喺诗篇第二十五篇第一到第二十二节。我哋先用广东话用体验嘅方式嚟读，然后用英文嚟读。
Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 25, verse 1 to 22. We will read this responsibly, first in Cantonese, then in English.
诗篇第二十五篇第一节，耶和华，我的心仰望你，我的神啊，我素来倚靠你，求你要叫我羞愧，不要叫我的仇敌向我夸胜。凡等候你的必不羞愧，唯有那无辜行奸诈的必要羞愧。我话求你将你的道指示我，将你的路教训我，求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。求你纪念你的怜悯和慈爱，因为这是亘古以来所常有的。求你不要纪念我幼年的罪愆和我的过犯，耶和华，求你因你的恩惠，按你的慈爱纪念我。知良见正直的，阻住他必使引罪人走正路，他必按公平引领谦卑人，将他的道教训他们，遵守他的约和他法度的人，耶和华都以慈爱诚实待他。 Verse 11， 耶和华，求你因你的名赦免我的罪，因为我的罪重大。你能敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的路，他必安然居住，他的后裔必承受地土。以敬畏他的人吞闻，他必将自己的约指示他们。我的眼目时常仰望耶和华，因为他必将我的脚从网里拉出来，怜悯我，怜恤我，因为我是孤独困苦，我心里的愁苦甚多，求你救我脱离我的祸患，看顾我的困苦，我的困难，赦免我一切的罪。求你拆开我的仇敌，因为他们人多，并且痛痛地恨我，保护我的性命，搭救我，使我不致羞愧，因为我投靠你。愿尽正纯全正直保守我，因为我等候你。神啊，求你要救助以色列，脱离他一切的仇苦。
Verse 1 O Lord, I give my life to you. No one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced, but disgrace comes to those who try to deceive others.
Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow.
Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you.
Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from long past.
Do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O Lord.
The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray.
He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way.
The Lord is good and the faithfulness of all who keep his covenant and obey his demand.
For the honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. They will live in prosperity, and their children will inherit the land. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he rescues me from the traps of my enemies.
Turn to me and have mercy, for I am alone.
My problems go from bad to worse. Oh, save me from them all.
through my pain and through my trouble, forgive all my sins.
See how many enemies I have and how vicious they hate me. May integrity and honesty protect me, for I put my hope in you. Today's message is given by Reverend Wilson Chang. The title is Guidance.
Good morning, let's pray. Lord, you're a wonderful guide who guides your people. And so help us to learn how to seek your will today. There's so many precious passages in the Bible concerning this. And so may we now be attentive to you. We ask that in the precious name of Jesus, Amen. Well, if you look at books or sermons from well-known Christians from past generations, you know, maybe 60 years ago, you won't find material. I looked, you won't find material on finding God's will for your life.
你會睇上一代基督徒嘅寫作嘅時候,譬如大概60年前,你唔會搵到有啲書係講到話,你喺你嘅生命裡面去尋求神嘅旨意。
You know, you'll never see a Christian write a brief essay saying, "How can I know that I'm on plan A that God has set out for me?"
咁你唔會睇到有啲基督徒嘅作者會寫到話,我喺呢一個嘅計劃係神去擺我喺呢度嘅。
By comparison, us modern folk, 21st century folk, you know what we want? We want to know everything. We want to know our destiny. We want control.
反之，我哋喺21世紀現代嘅人，我哋想知道我哋嘅命運，我哋想有呢個控制權。
And I think you'll agree with me, because if you look at society in general, that's what we seek after.
我諗你會都好明白。 就是說,在這個現在的社會,
it takes us back about the idea that somebody is programming things for us.
將我們,我們不再說到有些人是,有人是將我們好好地計劃出來。
We want to be part of the decision making.
我們想成為當中做決定的參與者。
And so we push back on God's sovereign kingly hand on our lives.
所以我們就不接受神有一個完全的主權在我們的生命上面。
That's why the general populace likes horoscopes. You know, they might press a button and go to that newspaper that's online and go to the horoscope section.
所以現代星座運程這件事就很流行了,大家按一個按鈕,網上就看到你的運程是怎樣。
Fortune tellers are in storefronts all around the city.
算命的在周圍你都見到。
People make time in their busy schedules to go to a palm reader.
有些人特意抽時間去找一個看相、看獎的幫他們。
And so you don't have to be that in tune to know that in our society, that's what we want. We want to know.
我們現在社會,我們每一個人都希望是這樣,知道自己命運是怎樣。
In fact, I think it's not misleading to say there's a tremendous obsession. There's a passion today to be able to figure out your future and then aim for it.
事實上其實現代有一個好像在沉迷在裡面,就是想看到你的將來是怎樣,然後你自己就朝著那個方向進發。
We're taken back by the idea, I'm just going along, you know, someone like God who's greater than me is arranging things for me.
我們不想去接受那個想法,就是神為我們預備安排了一切的事。
We really don't want that. We want to be partners. We want to be part of it. We're obsessed of our concern for the future.
我哋係好憂慮我哋嘅將來，所以我哋要喺當中去參與去做決定。
But you know, the whole concept of seeking God's will, God's guidance, is really a new phenomenon.
咁但係講到話點樣去尋求神嘅旨意，或者係尋求神嘅帶領，其實係一個好新嘅一個諗法。
Because Christians in the past, of past generations, yeah, you can check, they aren't concerned about those things.
但係過往嘅基督徒，幾代嘅基督徒，其實佢哋唔係好擔心呢樣嘢。
And that's why Psalm 25 is so important for us to understand. Psalm 25 tells us how God guides.
而詩篇25篇對我哋嚟講就好似好重要啦，因為咧神詩篇25篇講俾我哋聽神點樣去帶領引導。
And as you'll see on slide 2, I have it before you, that there is a promise. Verses 12 to 13, right there before you. A promise of God's guidance.
在12到13節在當中有一個神的應許，就是說祂會帶領。
Let me read from another translation. You could follow along on the slide there, from the New International Version. Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen in him.
他说敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路。
You see, in the Old Testament, fearing the Lord is really the totality of what it means to live by faith.
咁喺旧约圣经里边，敬畏耶和华其实就系话点样喺你嘅用信心去生活嘅一个全部。
Fearing the Lord in the Old Testament context means not just to believe.
敬畏耶和华喺旧约圣经嚟讲，唔系净系单单嘅相信。
It means to live out your faith in awe, in wonder, in delight, in joy that the Lord is with you.
敬畏耶和華就是在生活的每一方面，你都去享受神，去喜悦，在神裡面有喜樂。
You're inspired. You have joyful delight because you're before the reality of the Lord.
你是出于敬畏，你出于你认识神而得到的喜樂。
Or to put it in the words of the psalmist right here, God will instruct the believer in the way chosen for him.
换句话讲，神呢就会是藉着跟着神为他预备好那条路而去带领他。
And as you'll see on slides 3 and 4, God has a way chosen for us.
神有一条路是已经拣选了给我们。
So there's a way, and God will show you the way.
有一条道路，神系会指示俾你。
That's what he says, right? He will instruct you. He will move you along through it.
佢会去引导你，佢会去一路去帮助你去向前行。
And this is just not in the Old Testament; it's in the New Testament as well. Let me show you.
唔单止系旧约，新约圣经都会咁样讲。
In fact, Ephesians 2:8 to 10 is even a stronger example about that.
以弗所书二章八至到十节系更加强烈嘅例子。
As you see, it's on the slide, verse 10, Ephesians 2, says in the ESV, English Standard Version, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them.
他说我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们所行的。
Now there's really two great things about that verse, Ephesians 2:10.
这两节的圣经里面有两样东西很重要的。
The first thing is that phrase, for we are God's workmanship.
第一就是说我们原是祂的工作。
You know, some translate that craftsmanship, God's craftsmanship.
有些英文的翻译就好像一个手工一样。
Because it's the Koine Greek word for God's poema.
希腊文一个 poema 这个字。
Poema means a work of art.
Poema 这个字就是讲到一件艺术的工作。
You know, it's a word which we get the English word poem.
而英文的诗的这个字，诗篇的这个诗句的这个字都在这里来。
So what it's saying is, you are, Christian, a work of God's art.
就是说基督徒你们是神一个艺术品。
Wow, that should really impress upon us a work of art.
我哋系神嘅艺术品，我哋应该会感到好啊，印象好深刻。
That means everything about you is designed by God.
即系话你关乎你所有嘅嘢都系由神所设计嘅。
Everything about you is part of God's craftsmanship.
你所有嘅全部都系神嘅手所造成。
He is the master artist.
佢系嗰位嘅最叻嘅艺术家。
Now this is unbelievably different, right, than the spirit of this age, right?
咁同现代嘅谂法系好唔同。
God has made you something exquisite.
神造你系好特别嘅。
You know your thumbprint is unique, right?
你知道你嘅指纹系独一无二嘅。
That's why you know you have on your smartphone, right? You can, I guess, you know, use your thumbprint, right, or your fingerprint, right?
所以你可以喺你嘅手提电话里边用呢个指纹去解锁。
Right, it's like a snowflake. Every snowflake is different.
有似每一个嘅雪花一样，都系特别唔同嘅。
Your gifts, your capacities.Your temperament, even your experiences, they're not random.
你嘅恩赐、你嘅能力、你嘅性情、你嘅经历，佢哋都唔系偶然所发生。
They're absolutely unique and have a design.
你系独一嘅，你系被设计出嚟嘅。
So there's no accident, no accident about you today.
所以今日嘅你完全唔系有任何嘅偶然所产生。
And Paul doesn't stop there in Ephesians 2:10. Paul goes on, the Apostle Paul, and says, this is the way God has chosen.
而保罗在刚才那段经文继续说，这个就是神所拣选你所做的。
And the psalmist David has a sense of that, right? You can tell in Psalm 25.
诗人讲的和刚才保罗所讲的也都是差不多。
The Apostle Paul spells it out, though, very clearly, as I've shown you in Ephesians 2:10.
保罗刚才那段经文里面讲得很清楚。
Not only are you God's workmanship, Paul says, and God has created what? Good works beforehand for you to walk in.
他说神叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
You know what that means? There's a set of deeds for you to do for the Lord.
即是说什么呢？就是说有一些工作是神已经去摆，给了你要去做的。
Because you are God's craftsmanship, God's workmanship, you are.
因为你是由神所手的所造成的。
And you're made for good works to walk in.
你是被造要去行善，去做这些好的工作。
You've been designed to do certain things that you can do.
你是被神去设计去做一些事是你可以做。
In fact, I don't think it's remiss to say only you can do.
事实上是只有你才可以去做。
God has prepared them beforehand, it says.
他说神一早已经为你预备了。
He's prepared you, so you will walk in them.
他说神已经预备了，以致你可以在当中去行出来。
Hey, I'm influenced more by Western rugged individualism growing up in America.
我们在这个美国的长大是被这个西方的个人主义是影响的。
But that's an amazing statement, even for people like me, influenced more not by traditional culture, but by American rugged individualism.
咁甚至乎对我嚟讲咧，喺呢句经文咧都好大嘅冲击。
Do you see that? God says you are my craftsmanship.
神话你系我手所造成嘅工作。
There's a path. There's a way for you to go.
系有一条路，有一条。道路是你要行上去。
There's a plan for your life.
在你的生命里面有一个计划。
And it's unbelievably detailed and crafted because God is the master artist.
这个每一个细节已经被去设计出来去安排好，因为神是这个最厉害的艺术家。
And you are a work of art.
而你是一个艺术品。
You know, if you're an artist, you know one thing, right?
如果你是艺术家的时候，你知道一件事。
You know, I'm not much of an artist, but perhaps many of you are. You know, if you've toiled, if you've worked to do this creative thing out of your creative soul, how do you treat that? How do you treat that work of art?
如果你用你个创造力去做一件艺术品或者系创造一件嘢出嚟嘅时候，你会点样去对待呢件物件呢？
It's unbelievably precious. You know, go to Brooklyn You see all these, all over Manhattan, these wonderful art galleries displaying these wonderful works of art. It's precious.
对你来讲，这件物件就会是很宝贵，因为是用你的手去创造出来的。
In fact, it's more precious to you than to anyone.
事实上，这件物对你来讲是至为宝贵，对于相比其他人来讲。
That's because it's an expression of your inner being. You're the artist. This is your creation.
因为你是这个艺术家，你将你的内心在这件艺术品里面去表现出来。
That's why when people attack that art, it attacks you.
所以呢啲人呢係要去搵你做。
That's how God looks at you.
神睇你就係咁樣。
That's the part we want to hear, right? That, we love that part of the psalm.
我哋睇到詩篇係咁樣講嘅時候我哋好鍾意。
But the rest of the psalm, we kind of say, right? The rest of the psalm tells us about guidance is really not what we don't want to hear. We want to hear patience. You got to have patience.
但是这个诗篇余下落来的部分呢很多人呢就不太喜欢，因为他说呢我们要有耐性要去看跟着神的带领。
That's why people go to palm readers and fortune tellers. They don't want to hear that patience.
所以那些人呢就喜欢去看相去算命，因为他们没有这个耐性。
So what you want when you go to a palm reader or in many cases go to church, you know what you want? I want a word from the Lord telling me clearly what I should do.
所以如果你去算命的时候甚至乎你去教会的时候你是想什么呢你想说我希望神去给一句说话给我听讲我听我应该怎么做。
You know what you want? Shortcut. That's what you want.
你想有一个捷径。
You know? You want abstract guidance. That's what you want.
你想有一个指引。
And you know what you're saying to God?
你对神说什么
guidance.But I don't necessarily want you, the guide.
他说我想有一个指引，但是我不想你去引领我。
I know God a little bit.
我知道神一些。
I know, because the preacher always says, you got to know God more.
我知道因为讲到那个人经常都说你要认识神多一点。
But what I want is the map.
但我想要的其实是一个地图。
I want the map.
我要这个地图。
And a very famous author, and he's recently gone with the Lord, maybe a couple of years ago, J.I. Packer, you must have heard of him, we've looked at his book, Knowing God. He writes this. He says, suppose you're lost and you're driving, trying to find something, right? You're in your car.
咁呢個好出名嘅作家嚇巴克，佢寫認識神。咁佢話譬如你蕩失路，咁你係揸緊一架車去揾一啲嘢。
Of course you got your GPS on, but everybody knows, right? That technology is faulty, right? The GPS sometimes is wrong.
咁你有一個導航儀喺你嘅車裏邊，咁但係我哋知道呢啲電子嘢即係隨時都係搞彎嘅。咁佢呢個導航儀咧就搞錯咗。
And so you're in a place you're not familiar with, and you're lost, and you drive up to the corner, you stop there, you ask pedestrian, hey, please, I'm in a hurry, I gotta find 200 Main Street.
咁你呢你就蕩失路啦，咁你去到街口停低，咁你問一個路人，佢話，欸，我要搵呢個20號Main街，點樣去啊？
And of course, the person politely looks at you, and says, hey, man, you're way off, man, you're way off the path.
咁個路人望下咧，就話：哇！你真係離嗰條路好遠喎。
He just so happens to have a pen and pencil, a pad, or he has this electronic device he could draw on, and he's drawing, right? He draws this unbelievable map.
咁咧，佢啱啱有紙有筆咁咧，嘗試畫咗呢個地圖出嚟，畫得好仔細。
And then you look at the thing, and you're trying to understand the map's directions, right?
咁你睇下佢俾你嗰個地圖啊，嘗試去了解啊，啱唔啱？
But if you're like me, you look at it and say, you got a kind of a puzzled face on you, right?
如果你好似我唔識睇地圖嘅話咧，咁我望住佢，我都唔知佢寫乜。
And you know, you kind of sheepishly look up to the person that's trying to help you, right?
然後你望下個路人。
And the person's very kind heart. He says, you know, I see you're puzzled. I'm going that way anyway. Why don't, if you want, I can get in and guide you.
咁如果個路人睇到你含識睇個地圖，咁佢就話好心咁話，直頭話不如我嚟帶你去啦。
He says, I'm going there myself. You know, why not just go in and give you directions?
我都去那個附近的，那我不如在車上面去帶領，告訴你怎樣走。
See that? He just doesn't give you the guidance. He gives you himself, the guide.
他不是只是給那個指引那個地圖你，而是他將自己給你做一個引導者。
And of course, that's so much better, right? He's a human being.
咁呢个当然系更加好啦。
It's so much better, right? You don't have, because you're lost, you don't have any idea where you're going.
因为你喺呢个喺车里边行嘅时候咧，你就有人去带领你。
And you still might not know, because the guide is going to say, go two blocks down, see the stoplight, make a left.
咁可能你都唔知全成條路點行，但係佢一路行嘅時候，佢話可能我會話哦，下個街口你轉左啦。
But then he goes on, right? Then another three blocks, see the stop sign, make a right.
又再過三個街口，喺個路燈右轉右啦。
Obviously, he doesn't give you all the directions at once, right? Because you can't handle it.
佢唔會一次過講曬你聽點樣行，因為你一次過你聽曬你都唔知點樣行。
The only thing he says is to do the first couple of steps first, right?
佢講你聽嘅就係話啊，頭幾步你要點樣走。
He doesn't tell you that whole thing all at once. You're not going to remember it.
佢唔會一次過講曬你聽點樣轉，因為你唔會記得。
You get the guide. You get the guide. Not necessarily the guidance all at once, right? You get the guide.
你唔單止有呢個地圖，你甚至乎有呢、這個響度一個引領者去帶領你。
In fact, I don't think you need guidance. You need the guide. You need the guide today.
甚至乎你唔需要嗰個地圖去引領你，而係你要有，你已經有呢個響度，有呢個引領者喺你個裏邊。
You really don't need the whole map. You won't understand it.
因為甚至就算你有成個地圖，你都唔會明白。
In fact, if you had the whole map and you understood, you'd probably be upset.
事實上，如果你有成個地圖嘅時候，可能你會唔開心。
No, you need a relationship.A close relationship with the guide.
你要同呢個引導者有一個親密嘅關係。
Who is so constant to tell you every point of the way, where to go, what path to be on.
佢不斷嘅去講你聽，你應該要點樣行，要行邊一條路。
You don't need just a detailed map.
你唔需要單單一個好仔細嘅地圖。
And that's what you get here in Psalm 25 as it unfolds before you.
在詩篇25篇就是這樣告訴你。
As you see on slide 5, here's the principle. The Bible teaches us guidance is not really something God gives you, it's something He does for you.
所以聖經教導我們就是說神的引領不是說神去給一些東西你，而是說是神為你做了的東西。
I hope you take that seriously, because the psalmist does.
你要認真去對待這件事，因為這個詩人是很認真地看這件事。
The Bible doesn't talk that much about how to get guidance.
聖經冇乜點樣講話你點樣去得到指引。
But it talks a lot about the kind of person who's guided.
但係講到話嗰種係被神引導嘅人係點樣嘅。
And you must understand that, or else you'll be frustrated.
你一定要明白，如果唔係你就會好惆悵。
See, it's one of the reasons why, in some ways, until the last few decades, Christians haven't even come to the Bible and noticed that this issue about guidance.
所以在早幾代的基督徒，他都不會去講到話尋求神的指引是怎樣。
There was no such thing as Christian conferences on knowing God's will back then.
在那陣下，基督徒的會議或者是講到都沒有講到話尋求神的旨意。
Because they didn't even have a category for it.
因為甚至乎佢冇一個單單嘅一個單位係講呢樣嘢。
But of course, we're in 2022. We do have a category, right? And now we have to have it, right? We're fretting and worrying. We have to have it.
咁啊，現今嘅世界下，2022年，咁我哋咧突然間會講到呢樣嘢。
So the four things in the text tell you how to have that to be true for you.The guidance. Four things. We only going to cover two today because for the sake of time, two next week.
咁喺今日我哋会讲到两样嘢，就系话点样得到嗰个寻求神嘅旨意嘅人系点样。而下礼拜我会讲另外两样嘢。
First, look at verse 4 again.
第一睇第四节。
NIV says, Show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long.
他说耶和华，求你将你的道指示我，将你的路教训我，求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。
Okay, you're with me, right? Verse 4, you have to be a person who what? Knows the truth of God inside out.
第四节就说你要去明白，去知道神的真理。
How about verse 12?Go down to verse 12. If you could shine up 12 again, please.
Yeah, 看第十二节。
Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him.
他说谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路。
Okay, that's another aspect, right?
这个是另一方面。
So again, I have this on slide 6. There's a way chosen for you. That's what? The planned will of God, right?
又话有一条路咧，系已经系为你去拣选咗出嚟。呢个系神所预备佢嘅旨意。
But the psalmist, Psalm 25, David doesn't start there, right? He doesn't start there with the planned will of God.
但系大卫去开始讲喺呢边诗篇所讲嘅时候，佢唔系话啊，开始嘅时候就讲到神佢为佢预备嗰个旨意。
By the way, this psalm, if you notice, is a prayer.It's a prayer of David to God. David doesn't start the prayer with saying, Oh God, show me your plan will. He doesn't say that.
这个其实是大卫向神的祈祷。大卫这个开始的时候，在这个祈祷不是说，神啊，让我看到你的旨意是怎样。
As you saw, verse 4, what does he say initially?
第四节他开头说什么？
Show me your ways. Your ways. Teach me your paths. Guide me in the truth.In other words, saturate me with what? Your revealed, your commands, your revealed will.
他说求你将你的道呢指示我，将你的路呢教训我。他说你真理引导我，教训我。
The psalmist doesn't open his prayer and says, God, lead me to the person I got to marry.
诗人不是一开始就说啊，给我看到我要跟谁结婚呢？
God, show me where I should go. Which job should I take?This one or that one.
他说神啊，给我看到我应该选哪份工作呢？是这份呢，还是那份呢？
Before the psalmist even mentions planned will, he wants to know God's revealed will.
在大卫去求神去给他看的旨意之前呢，大卫呢，首先是求神要给他看到那个真理是什么。
God reveals his will in his word, the law of God.
神在祂的道里面，在神的话语里面，会给大卫看到神的心意究竟是怎样。
That's what the psalmist wants. He wants the promises of God, the summons of God, the law of God. That's what he wants.
他想有神的道，有神的律法，有神的他的心意。
I want to know them.
他说我想要知道这些。
I want you, Lord, to teach me, to show me the way.
我想神你教导我这个道。
And as you'll see on slide 6 again, before I ask you about my way, I want it to be saturated in your revealed way.
他说我求你去引导我之先，我首先要在你的道，你的话语里面去浸淫。
You know, there's another New Testament passage that says exactly the same thing of just about Hebrews 5:13-14.
在希伯来书也都讲同样的事。
And there, the author Hebrews is kind of berating the church.
咁呢、这个啊希伯来书嘅作者好似系喺呢度贬低紧教会。
And I have the NIV on slide 7 of Hebrews 5:13-14.
唔系五诗篇啊希伯来书嘅第五章13-14咁样讲。
Again, also on the Chinese, I think it's up there too. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the word of righteousness, but solid food.Is for the mature, who by constant use have trained their faculties to distinguish between good and evil.
他说凡只能吃奶的都不熟练人儿的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。
Now, scholars will tell you that that word translated faculties is not an easy word to translate, and that's why I always encourage you to read more than one translation, maybe three or four translations, and you can see it varies.
在中文里面翻译出来心窍这个字其实不是很容易翻译的，所以你其实应该经常去看不同的译本的圣经。
But the gist of what the Hebrew writer is saying is pretty basic, right?
但希伯希伯来书的作者所讲其实都很基本的东
西。He's saying you're still like babies.
他说你还是好像婴孩一样。
You're still just getting basic truth.
你就是只是得到基本的真理。
You need to go deeper, deeper into the Word of God.
你要在神的话语里面去更加尽心。
You need to go deeper, deeper into the truths of God.
你要在神的真理里面去进入得更加深。
You need to get deeper in what he calls the Word of Righteousness.
你要去更加去熟悉这个他所讲的仁义的道理。
Why does the author Hebrews implore you to do that?
为什么希伯来书的作者鼓励你这样做呢？
Well, he says it. That's the way you train your faculties.
他说就是你怎样才可以这样才可以去将你的心窍习练得通达。
See, even though difficult to translate in one word, faculties means ability to perceive.
这个心窍其实就的意思就是说你能够接收的能力。
Right, you have to perceive exactly what's good, what's bad, what's wise, what's foolish.
你要能够去分辨这个好和坏，什么是有智慧，什么是愚蠢，你要分辨得很清楚。
And the person who gets guided is the person who over a long period of time learns well from God's word.
那个得到神指引的人，其实他要花很多的时间在神的话语里面。
And why? Because he's been, or she has been saturated in the Word of God. Their faculties can now make distinctions between wisdom and folly.
因为他能够在神的话语里面浸淫得很久，以致他的心窍，他能够分辨好坏的能力，就是能够练得更加好。
And this is where we push back. This is what we don't want to hear. We're impatient.
但这一度我们就是不喜欢听，因为我们没有这个耐性。
We want to know now.
我想现在就知道。
Right? I don't want to hear that, hey, I got to be well versed in the Word of God. I got to go regularly to learn from the Word of God. We don't want that.
我不喜欢听人家说我听我要成日在学习神的话语里面，要花很多时间的话语，神的话语里面。没人喜欢听这些东西。
In contrast, what we want, Lord, give me just a word, you know? Which school do I go to? You know? I got to decide.
相反来讲，我们只是向神讲话，神啊，你讲我听，我应该怎样做，我要做一个决定。
Let me illustrate why that's faulty.
让我去给一个例子你看。
Suppose you love to hear others speak a different language.
譬如你去听一个人去讲另一种的语言。
And you don't know much about that different language, let's say French.
那譬如是法文来讲，那你都不懂法文的。
And when you don't know a little language, you really can't distinguish anything about the words when you hear it.
咁你唔識個語言嘅時候，你聽到佢講嘅説話，你都唔知佢講乜嘢咯。
It's a blur. You can't make distinctions, right?
你唔能夠分辨出嚟究竟講乜嘢。
Because your faculties haven't been trained in French.
因為你嘅心竅，你嗰個接收嘅能力並冇去練習去聽呢個法文。
But suppose you're planning a trip to Quebec, Canada.
咁譬如你想去加拿大去 Quebec 呢個地方。
And so you decide to buy a French-English dictionary.
咁咧，你決定咧去買一本法文嘅字典。
And every morning, because it's going to be a couple of months before you leave, every morning for 2 months, 5 minutes a morning, you get a little inspiration. Go to the French-English dictionary.
咁咧，你仲有幾個月咧，就要去Quebec 啦。咁呢個講法文嘅地方，咁你就每天早上咁用5分鐘打開呢本你嘅法文嘅。字典去看一看。
And you might even pray over it. And then, 2 months later, you venture out to French-speaking Quebec, Canada.
甚至乎你可以拿着这个法文的字典去祈祷。你两个月之后呢你就出发去Quebec了。
Come on. Do you really think you're going to be able to speak French after that?
你不是想着你去到的时候你真的能够去讲法文呢？
How about 30 minutes a week?
又或者你一个礼拜用三十分钟嘅时间。
Do you think 30 minutes a week, just like one sermon, 30 minutes a week is enough to understand French?
你会唔会以为一个礼拜三十分钟，好似一个听讲道嘅时间咁长，你就能够去明白法文呢？
Of course, as your pastor, I'm going to say it's good that you regularly attend worship, right? And hear God's word expounded once a week for 30 minutes.
咁你每个礼拜嚟到呢个教会里边去听神嘅话语，听三十分钟。
But you're a rational being. It's not enough. It's not enough.
但你知道，你知道呢个系唔够嘅。你唔用呢个咁短嘅时间去学习神嘅话语系唔够。
It's totally inadequate to learn to understand God in the Christian life.
是完全不够去帮助你去明白神，去明白基督徒的生活。
It's so obvious, right?
一个很明显的。
You have to be saturated in the Word.
你要浸淫在神的话语里面。
You have to be immersed in the Word of God.
你要完全的去浸在神的话语里面。
Because it takes an enormous amount of time to train your faculties, right? To learn French, right?
因为要去花很多的时间，你才能够去学到法文。
So you can distinguish word from word in French.
以致你先至可以能够去分听得明法文每一个字讲乜嘢。
Many of you know Chinese, right? One tonal change, one tonal inflection change is going to change that word.
我哋当中好多人都知识讲中文，咁你知道个音转少少，呢个字可能完全唔同。
Right, I learned the hard way. One little change, and it's a different word, right?
我都受过呢个教训吓，个音转少少，呢个字就已经唔同噶啦。
You have to know. You have to know the difference, right?
你要知道嗰个分别。
You have to be immersed in the language to learn it.
你要去浸淫喺你嗰要学嗰个语言嘅当中。
5 minutes a day in your devotional time, not going to do it. It's not going to do it.
每日五分钟的灵修是不足够的。
You want to know how to make decisions.
你想知道怎样做决定。
You want to know good from bad.
你想分辨好与坏。
Wisdom from folly.
我们要得到智慧。
And plead with the Lord. Do what the psalmist does. David, teach me your paths. Show me your ways. Guide me in your truth.Teach me, Lord, please teach me.
好似大卫咁样向神去求，佢话求你将你嘅道指示我，将你嘅路咧教训我，求你以你嘅真理引导我，教训我。
But you can't stop there. That's not the only thing you need to do. Saturate yourself with the command will of God, right? That's not the only thing that Psalmist says here.
但我哋所做嘅唔单止系呢样嘢。
If you're ever going to be able to discern the plan will of God, you can't stop there.
如果你想去分辨到神为你所预备的那个旨意是怎样的时候，你不可以只是止于这里。
As you'll see on slide 8, I'm going to state the obvious. You also have to obey. You have to obey the command will of God.
很明显的一件事就是说你要去遵行神的旨意，你要去顺服。
And that's a tough thing, right?
这件事很困难。
That's the second thing you need to know about God's guidance.
你要知道神的带领，你就要做这件事。
Guide me, says the psalmist. Show me the path chosen for me. He's continually, you ever notice in the 22 verses, he's continually confessing his sins.
他说将你的道指示我，将你的道教训我。然后这个诗人继续的不断的去向神去认罪。
So what does that have to do with guidance, confessing?
那你跟这个引导指示有什么关系呢？要去认罪。
Well, as you see in verse 9, which I have on slide 9, he says he guides the humble.
第九节他说他必按公平引领谦卑人。
Again, that's one of those words that is not easy to translate. That's why there's multiple differences in translation, subtle differences.
那这个谦卑当中的字他都不是容易翻译，所以有不同的译本有少少不同。
But it basically means be teachable.Be compliant.
其中的意思就是说是受教的，是愿意顺服的。
That word means obedient.
谦卑那个字就是顺服。
It doesn't mean a person of low self-esteem. That's what it's not talking about that.
不是讲到说这个人有一个很低的自我的评价。
It's not talking about your attitude toward yourself.
不是讲到你对自己那个的观点。
It's talking about a person who listens to the Lord and obeys him.
而係講到一個人咧，係聽神嘅説話去順服神嘅教導。
And those things have to need to be put together if you want guidance.
如果你想有神嘅帶領引導嘅時候，你要將呢兩樣嘢擺埋一齊。
Let me give you another illustration I've used before. It's straight from the Old Testament, 2 Kings 5.
在列王记下的第五章有另一个例子。
We're told about Naaman, the great Syrian general.
你讲到这个亚述的将军乃曼。
You know, he's like the prime minister of Syria.
他好像亚述的一个宰相一样。
And in that narrative, 2 Kings 5, he's the head of the military, but he has a serious disease, leprosy.
他也是个军队的首领，但是他有这个大麻风。
And we're told by the narrator of the narrative that in chapter 2 Kings 5 that he used to send out marauding bands of soldiers into the north of Israel because Syria and Israel were enemies.
咁啊，圣经里讲咧，亚述同埋以色列咧，当时系打紧仗，佢哋系敌人。咁呢个将军咧，不时咧就将呢个军队咧派去以色列嘅北国。
By the way, nothing has changed, right? Still enemies, right?
咁而家咧，到佢哋都仲系敌人。
And the Syrian general had captured a little slave girl.
咁呢个亚述嘅将军咧就捉咗一个女孩做奴隶。
And the little slave girl, of course, is the heroine in the narrative.
咁咧佢呢个女仔咧，其实喺经文里边咧系一个英雄。
She's now in service to the Syrian general.
咁佢要而家系服侍呢个亚述嘅将军。
And when the little slave girl realizes that Naaman has leprosy, she says, Oh, it says this in the scriptures, oh, that my master would go to the prophet.
咁呢个做奴隶嘅女孩，当听到呢个乃曼佢得到大麻风嘅时候咧，佢话啊，我嘅主人你要去到呢个以色列嘅先知嘅里边。
Of course, she's referring to Elisha, the prophet of Israel, right?
佢系讲紧以利沙
，who had been performing miracles.
佢系即系行紧神迹。
And so this little slave girl, when she hears about the fact that this Syrian general Naaman, her master, has leprosy. If only my master would see the prophet Elisha, who's in Samaria, he would cure him.
咁呢个女仔就话啊，如果我嘅主人拿乃曼佢会去呢、这个以色列嘅先知以利沙嗰度嘅时候咧，佢就能够医治佢啦。
You know, people smarter than me have written about this passage, have preached on this passage, and they've said that probably Naaman, because that was the culture of the day, the thing done, his soldiers probably killed the rest of that girl's family, at least the males of that family.
咁有解经家话咧，当呢个亚述嘅军队去捉呢啲奴隶嘅时候咧，咁通常咧将呢啲奴隶嘅家人咧都杀晒，特别系嗰啲男性。
The Syrian general basically ruined her life.
咁呢个亚述嘅将军事实上已经摧毁了她的生命。
She would never, never see her homeland again.
这个女仔不会再见到她的家乡。
This is the man who had killed her family, probably.
这个将军可能已经杀了她的家人。
And she says, oh, if only my master would go to the prophet of Elijah to be healed.
但这个女仔说，啊，如果我的主人能够去这个先知的里面得到医治就好了。
She doesn't say under her breath, I can't wait till his fingers fall off. I can't wait till his nose crumbles off his face.
那女嘴不是说啊，鬼不望你的手指很快就跌出来，或者你的鼻甩了出来。
She doesn't say under her breath, may he rot in hell.
她不会说啊，希望你快点死。
No.
她不是这样说。
I hope he goes to the prophet Elijah to be healed.
他说我希望主人可以去到以利沙里面得到医治。
She was useful to the Lord. Why? She forgave. Trust the Lord. Obey him. She forgave him. She was used by God mightily. Because she obeyed him.
这个女仔被神去使用，因为这个女仔信服神，她宽恕了乃曼她所做的事，所以神可以使用她。
Because eventually, as you know the story, he found healing.
因为到最后乃曼得到医治。
Because of this little slave girl who knew the Lord and obeyed him.
因为这个女仔去认识神，去顺服神。
Why did she attain to greatness?
为什么她这么伟大呢？
Simple trust and obey.
就是单单的去信靠顺服。
But she paid the price. The price of usefulness. Because she had to be humbled.
但她因着要被神使用是付上这个代价，因为她需要谦卑自己。
The psalmist says, God guides the humble.
诗人说神引领谦卑人。
To believe God's word, to think about God's word is not enough.
去相信神的话语和想神的话语是不足够。为什么不足够呢？
You're being self-deceived if you think it's enough.
你欺骗自己，你以为这样就足够。
You must obey God.
你要顺服神。
And David the psalmist then offers the basis of discipleship, right?
然后大卫这个诗人就去讲到那个门徒训练的基本。
Right, he goes on to Psalms, he says, God my Savior, for you are the God of my salvation, right?
他说因为你是我的神，你是救我的神。
And as we said last week when we looked at another portion of the Old Testament, he's acknowledging deliverance, right? The Lord has delivered him.
神是拯救大卫。
And he's ready. David is ready. He's open. He's hungry.
大卫是准备好，他是向神去敞开。
Because he says, on you, Lord, I wait all day long.
大卫说我终日等候你。
He's expectant. He's available. He's alert. He's ready to be used by God.
大卫是要是期待着神。大卫已经准备好是被神去使用。
And then, he pleads for God's mercy, right? In verses 6 and 7.
然后第六、第七节，神呢，大卫呢，是求神的怜悯。
If you don't mind, if you could shine up verses 6 and 7 again, I'll read it again from another translation, the New King James Version. You have the New Living Translation up there.
牧师会读另一个英文的版本。
Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord.
他说耶和华，求你纪念你的怜悯和慈爱，因为这是亘古以来常有的。求你不要纪念我幼年的罪愆和我的过犯。耶和华，求你因你的恩惠，按你的慈爱纪念我。
Did you notice the foundation? What's the foundation of following the Lord, of true discipleship, which is following the Lord?
跟随主这个门徒的训练的基本是什么呢？
It's all of grace.
是神的恩典。
It's God's grace.
是神的恩典。
It's his tender mercies, as the psalmist calls it.
这个诗人说是他的怜悯，他的痛。
He says, remember, in fact, that word mercy, there is a plural intensive, remember your full compassion.
这个怜悯这个字当中包括着神的完全的去对你的爱怜同情。
Right, elsewhere David says, Lord Yahweh, remember God's covenant name, Yahweh, his personal name, remember your loving kindness.
大卫说我的主，求你纪念你的慈爱。
Are you talking about covenant love, right?
这里讲的约的爱。
Covenant love is enduring, steadfast, everlasting.
这个约的爱是要坚持，是常存的，是直到永远的。
It's that special term in the Old Testament, hesed.
在旧约圣经里面是一个特别的字眼， hesed 这个字。
And as you'll see on slide 10, as you notice that God's love is ancient, but is not is enduring, and as Psalm 103:17 says, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting.
他说耶和华的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，是从亘古到永远，不是讲到旧，而是呢，是要恒久去到永远的。
See, David's conscious of his sins. He wants God not to remember them.
大卫很在意他的罪，他求神不要纪念他的罪。
You know, maybe the sins of his youth were inadvertent. You know, maybe some of your sins of your youth were inadvertent.
他说幼年的罪愆可能讲的就是他不经意所犯的罪。
You know, transgressions are willful acts of rebellion, right, as we know in Psalm 51.
而过犯这个字好像在诗篇51篇所讲的就是说我们蓄意要去敌挡神的罪。
But God remembers mercy, grace for his people.
但神呢是纪念他的怜悯和恩典。
And David is pleading for that. According to your mercies, remember me.
大卫向神求按你的慈爱纪念我。
And of course, centuries later, God remembered.
有很多个世纪之后，神真系纪念，神纪念。
He gave his son. Jesus came, incarnated, lived the perfect righteous life that we refuse to live.
耶稣基督来到，道成肉身，过一个完全公义的生活，我们是需要过的。
And dies a cursed death in your place to pay the penalty for your sins.
是取代你死在十字架上面，去为你去付上代价。
Will you say with David, "Remember me, O Lord"?
你会唔会同大卫一齐求神，求神去纪念我
？Because it's God's mercy and grace that makes following Him possible.
因为系神嘅恩典去让呢件嘢系成为真实。
So ask yourself this morning as you leave, will you seek, will you know this merciful guide?
所以今日你离开呢度嘅时候，你会唔会叫自己？去寻求神，去求神嘅怜悯，去带领你。
Because if you know Him and His Word, you'll know His will.
因为如果你认识佢，认识佢话语嘅时候，你就知道佢嘅旨意系乜嘢。
Father, we thank you for the psalmist's sharp words here.
天父，我哋感谢呢个诗人今日所讲嘅尖锐嘅话语。
Our prayers would be likewise.
我哋求神，让我哋嘅祈祷都好似诗人一样。
Oh Lord.You are the great Jehovah who guides your people.
主啊，你是伟大的主，你会带领你的子民。
Teach Covenant of Grace, Presbyterian Church, your ways.
去带领恩约堂。
The path that they should go.
让他们看到他们需要当行的路。
May the members love your righteousness.
愿当中的弟兄姊妹是喜爱你的公义。
And seek to trust And obey you.
去寻求，去信靠，信服你。
We ask that Jesus' name be high and lifted up here.
我哋奉耶稣基督嘅名祈求。
We ask for your mercies to remember us.
我哋求你纪念你嘅怜悯。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督嘅名祈求，阿门。